This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Babasaheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Droupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid floral tributes at Babasaheb's statue in Parliament House complex this morning. Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha, Harivansh, Leader of House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament and General Public also paid tributes to Dr. Ambedkar's statue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that as the nation pays tribute to Baba Saheb, his ideals continue to guide the very soul of the government. He was addressing a public meeting in Hisar in Haryana today to mark the birth anniversary of Dr. Ambedkar. Prime Minister Modi said that for the past 11 years, Baba Saheb's life, his struggle and his timeless message have been the cornerstone of the government's journey. The Prime Minister flagged off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and laid the foundation stone of the Terminal 2 building at Hisar Airport today. In Uttar Pradesh, a series of events have been organized to mark the occasion. All districts across the state are hosting events, seminars and tribute ceremonies dedicated to Baba Saheb's life and legacy. The birth anniversary of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar is being commemorated across Maharashtra with a variety of programs and initiatives. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government is trying to make the justice system in the country people-centric and scientific. Addressing All India Forensic Science Summit in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said the government is working to ensure that those seeking justice get it on time and also the satisfaction of getting justice. In a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that the Modi government is rooting out drug networks ruthlessly. He said that the country's agencies have seized 300 kilograms of narcotics worth 1,800 crore rupees near the international maritime border. He added that his operations in the seas is an example of the success of the government's approach to rooting out the evil of narcotics. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation of India and is currently in jail. Choksi is wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case. The police referred to the two open-ended arrest warrants issued against Choksi by the Mumbai court while placing him under arrest. In Punjab, Mohali Cybercrime Police have booked the leader of opposition, Pratap Singh Bajwa, under the sections of the Bharat Nyaya Samhita for allegedly spreading misinformation that could compromise national security. The Telangana state government has officially implemented the Scheduled Caste Categorization of Reservations Act 2025, coinciding with the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar today. A government order has been issued marking a significant policy decision aimed at addressing long-standing demands from marginalized communities. As per the government order, the 56 scheduled caste communities in Telangana have now been divided into three groups to ensure equitable distribution of benefits among the SC subgroups. Russia has expressed confidence in the rapid and consistent development of its friendly relations and expansion of ties with India as the two countries mark the 78th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations yesterday. The President Droupadi Murmu has greeted people on the Oriya New Year, Pana Sankranti, Mahavishubh Sankranti. In a social media post, the President said, "This joyful festival inspires people to work dedicatedly for the country." She wished everyone happiness and prosperity on the occasion. In archery, India's Dhiraj Bomma Devara clinched the bronze medal at the Archery World Cup 2025 in Florida, USA this morning. In table tennis, ace Indian paddler Manika Batra and Srija Akula have begun their ITTF World Cup 2025 campaign with victories in the women's singles category in Macau, China. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.